Well, welcome to the second hour of, it's 3 hours of Jewish Soul Music, isn't it? Yes, we have that additional hour with the wonderful, wonderful series that was put together by our friend Chazan Alberto Mizrahi, and the feedback has been wonderful. Anyway, this is the second hour. I guess the date, yeah, it's February 20th already. 2017. This program is going to be a special dedicated to Cantor Moshe Taube, who I just spoke with actually a few minutes ago. Unfortunately, the first part of the recording was there was a problem, and I will be able to pick up a good part of the program, the recording that you'll hear. It's a brief interview with Cantor Taube, but I just wanted to point out to you that I do appreciate your feedback and your comments and your criticism. And I received a wonderful letter from a friend from Omaha, Nebraska, a great lover of Chazan Ismail Katsky, and he had mentioned to me that I haven't really played Moshe Taube in a few years, and I did check it out, and it's about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago was the last time that I played him, and I pulled out his wonderful album and listened to it so many times, and I confess I've been remiss in not playing him, but I would say I'm remiss in not playing many others also, and a little nudge from you, a little suggestion here and there, certainly is very much appreciated. And Mel, I thank you for pointing out to me about this. I'm going to try and make up for it with this program. And I do confess that I was really very, very impressed with this album that I'll be playing for the program this afternoon, this evening. As I mentioned, I had a slight problem with the opening of the interview with the Chazan. He was born in Poland in 1927. He's 90 years old, and as you will hear, he certainly sounds like he's all together. And he sang as a young child in a choir, and then had positions in Poland just prior to the war. His family was affected by the Holocaust, and as you'll hear, he and his father were saved by Oskar Schindler of the famous Schindler's List. Let's get to the part of the interview where we pick up at this point after the war.
Chazan Taube, after the war, you and your family went to Israel?
No, I went myself to Israel. My family was murdered by the Nazis in the concentration camps.
I see.
My entire family. I was left by myself with my father, and I went to Israel as a martyr, as a illegal immigrant in 1946. And I received a position in Rishon LeZion as their cantor. And they were so wonderful to me that they contributed in my development, in my musical and chazonical.
I see.
And then, of course, I graduated to a higher position, which was in Tel Aviv in the Bogershov School.
The Bogershov?
Bogershov.
Uh-huh.
Yes, this was one of the leading synagogues in Tel Aviv, and also there I was very, very much loved, and they gave me all the opportunities to develop and to grow.
You had voice teachers at the time?
Pardon?
Voice teachers.
Well, I had some voice teachers there, but not of any consequence. I came to the United States because in Israel, I did my duty as a soldier in both two wars in Israel, and afterwards, I wanted to develop economically and musically,
uh-huh.
which that development in Israel was not available to me.
I see.
So I came to the United States and I enrolled in the Juilliard School of Music, which made me not only a chalam, but a musician.
Okay.
And I received I was engaged by one of the most prestigious synagogues in New York, the Shaar HaTzedek.
Where Moshe
Gentzov was the cantor.
Uh-huh.
I followed Moshe Gentzov. So it was some very, very, very challenging follow-up.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I was there for 8 years, and then I received a very fine offer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the Shalom Synagogue, where I stayed for 40 years. I was 40 years here at Cantor, and I had a big choir, and the services here at the Shalom in Pittsburgh were renowned all over the world.
That's the Beth Shalom Synagogue.
Beth Shalom.
Yes. Yes. So, yes.
I retired after 40 years. I retired from Beth Shalom. Now, thank God, I still have my voice and my ability, and I have a small Orthodox shul here in Pittsburgh where I officiate occasionally, and of course on high holidays.
Interesting, interesting.
Yes.
The Jewish community in Pittsburgh, is it steady?
Well, the Jewish community in Pittsburgh is very, very steady. And, Baruch Hashem, we have a wonderful, wonderful setup in Pittsburgh with yeshivot, with synagogues, and good Jewish life.
Do you have any children?
My children are in Israel.
I see. Did any of them follow your footsteps in Chazanut?
They are two daughters, of course. Oh. They're musical.
Uh-huh. That's great. That's great. When you were younger, did you sing in a choir?
Yes, I sang in a choir. I told you, I started on my Hasidic career, so to speak, by singing with cantor Yossel Mandelbaum at the Tzadik Levracha in Krakow at the age of 8 in his choir.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah.
In the recordings that I'll be playing, you have a wonderful choir. Is there still a choir in existence?
Well, this choir is no more in existence, but it was when I was in the Shalom for 40 years. I had every Shabbos a choir of 8 people, very, very talented people and good voices, and as I told you, we were able to build up a service, the Shemel Tiferes.
Do any of the shuls in Pittsburgh have a chazan at this time?
No. No.
It's very sad.
Very sad. Very sad. Very sad. No, there are shuls, but no chazan.
Do you have any thoughts of how Chazanis will be in the future?
Well, the future of Chazanut is not very bright because of different things. There is no understanding for Chazonic music, for Chazonic recitatives, and for the Chazonic art. There's very little understanding, and also the shuls are in quite dire straits economically. They cannot afford a rabbi in a chazan.
Uh-huh.
So this is very, very, very sad and very tragic.
I know when young people ask me about going into a career in chazanas, I tell them not many can earn a good living, and they should get a profession or a job and let chazanas be more of an avocation rather than a vocation.
You're very right. If somebody comes to me and wants to embark on a chazanic career or a chazanic calling, I discourage them because I do not see any future for such endeavor.
Okay, I'm not giving up, though, because I think the wheel goes around, and I think it's a matter of education also. The kids who go to yeshiva, they have no classes, no learning. They're not exposed to it, so they don't even
exactly
know about it.
Right, exactly, yes. No, there's no interest, and there's no demand for it.
Well, I'm hopeful for the future. I'm not ready to give up.
We are waiting for the Mashiach, and we hope that the Mashiach will also bring a new spirit of understanding and love for Chazonot.
Amen. Okay, so this program that will be played this week features your 8 selections, a wonderful, wonderful album of classics. And
I'm very proud of this album because it gave me a lot of good reputation.
Yes. Well, I wish you good health and continued good health, Chazan. And again,
thank you so much for your kindness, and I thank you for your interest.
Okay, all the best. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Okay, so that was my conversation just a few minutes ago with the cantor Moshe Taube. I was really pleased. Sorry about my technical problems in terms of the phone interview. Now, I am getting ready to play his recordings. I have several albums of his. I listened to all 3, and I must say that this one was one that I really was very impressed with, and I think you will find it very, very enjoyable. I'm sure you will. If you haven't been exposed to Cantor Moshe Taube, get ready for something that's, I would say, rather special. So here we go. Okay, here are wonderful, wonderful recordings of Cantor Moshe Taube. We'll begin with Kodosh, Kodosh. Oh. Okay, wonderful voice of character Moshe Taube. We'll next hear the Kiddush.
Thank you.
was the Kiddush and nice little falsetto in there, wouldn't you say? Okay, let's hear Misha Oso Anisim. Misha Oso Nisim. We'll next hear Sim Shalom. I have to just hit the right button and we'll be ready in 3 seconds. Okay, this will be Sim Shalom.
Sim shalom,
Stirring selection, don't you think? It seems shalom. Well, next year, Vashomru. Vashomru. We're coming up with Lirushalayim Ircha.
Asher,
We're listening to wonderful voice of cantor Moshe Taube. We'll next be hearing Ritzei Vim Nuchoseno. Ritzei v'mnuchasenu, and our closing selection for Cantor Moshe Taube is Tikantor Shabbos. Okay, I hope that you enjoyed this hour of Moshe Taube, Charlie Bernhout. You know how to get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I want to thank Mel for pointing out to me that I've been a bit remiss in not playing Moshe Taube. And I can take it. I'm always interested in your comments or requests, and obviously if I am able to, I will try to honor your requests. So you know how to reach me. It's simple, cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, and always good to hear from you. So shalom.